Satan coming at you. That's a demonic spirit. Now, I know that there are sometimes at certain periods of time during the month that these things come against you even greater. And now women are rejoicing. They're out here just rejoicing. They are so happy because now they've got a name they can call it. They've got a name for it. It's called PMS. PMS. And they can now say, well, it's not my fault. It's PMS. The truth of the matter is, they can call it anything they want. They can call it smart, for all I care. S-M-A-R-T. The truth of the matter is, when you go through that, you're being attacked by the devil. And you know what? You don't have to put up with it. If you're a child of God, and if you're washed by the Lamb and the blood of Jesus Christ, and you're filled with His Spirit, you don't have to put up with that anymore. You can send it back where it came. And I would love to get 1,000 women together at the same time that get hit with it, and have every one of them repeat with me, Satan, get thee behind me, and you spirit, go back where you came from. And all 1,000 of these women hit Satan at one time with that feeling. I'll bet you he'd think twice before he hit you again. I bet you if he got hit with 1,000 times one, I'll guarantee you he'd think before he did it again. You think I'm skidding. You think I'm being silly. But the truth of the matter is, there's a lesson in this. There's a lesson in this. And that as Christians, you put up with more than you have to. You accept things that you don't have to accept. And you don't accept the things you should accept. What was it Jesus talked about the Pharisees? You reject that which you're supposed to receive, but you take that which you're supposed to reject. You choke over a gnat and swallow a camel. And that's the way you are because you hadn't been taught. Attitudes. Attitudes. If you are a child of God, you can control your attitude. You can. You can set it through the power of God and through the power of Jesus Christ. You can decide what your attitude is going to be. Today, I'm not going to be a coward. Today, I am not going to fear. Today, I'm going to have a courage and a strong faith in Jesus Christ. I'm going to go forth in boldness, and I will not fear. You can do that because Jesus Christ died on the cross for us. It seems like this week, the whole theme is to contend for the faith that was once preached to the saints. This was what was once preached to the saints. This is what the early church knew. The early church knew this. And it's time the Latter-day Church, not the Mormon Church, but the Latter-day, this is the Latter Days. I can't help it if they picked part of the name, right? The Latter-day Church should know this same thing that the early-day church knew. And when God pours out that latter rain, oh, how sweet it is and how great it's going to be. I sat in that camper a little earlier before the meeting and lightning was popping pretty good. And I was praying and I was saying, Lord, let not this lightning hurt the tent, nor any of those that are in it. And Lord, I speak to that storm and say, move quickly around this place. Move quickly. And leave. And it did, praise God. It did. And there are some that would say, well, it would have done it anyway. Well, that's all right. Praise the Lord. I enjoy my little talk with the Lord, and I enjoy believing and giving Him credit for things. Amen. But, you know, a thought occurred to me, maybe I shouldn't have prayed that. Maybe I should have prayed to get in the tent here and just ask God to let it thunder and lighten greatly and see how many would stay. And even ask Him to light up the poles. Just, man, light this place up. Then see how many would stay. Some would be afraid to leave then, amen. Praise be to God. No, I think it worked just the way it's supposed to. I think it worked just the way it's supposed to. Because a long time ago, I realized the best services are those services that God puts together. And those services that God puts together only have those people that He draws there. So we got a small crowd here tonight, and I thank God for it. Because this is exactly the crowd the Lord wanted here tonight. No more, no less. Amen? And that's walking in the faith that was once delivered to the saints.